I'm a man now. The next day was really busy, with Jeffrey's treatment and a million and one doctors coming into the room. So I didn't see Samantha at all through the whole morning and afternoon. I was planning to stop by her room and say goodbye, but I got distracted on the way out. I overheard the main guy, Dr. Moses, giving my dad a pretty strong warning as we were getting ready to leave.
Listen, Mr. Alper, I've been on and off the phone with your son's pediatrician all morning. I'm concerned about Jeffrey's hepatic function. His ALT has climbed sharply over the past week, and I want Dr. Pro to keep an eye on your son's blood counts and transaminase numbers for the next couple of weeks. If the AST climbs too, we'll need to know about it. Of course, we'll be running our own tests every week here, but liver trouble is nothing to mess around with, and I want to be extremely cautious as long as Jeffrey is on such high doses of 6-MP and methotrexate.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but my wife is the one who's been handling all of the medical stuff so far. Can you explain that?
Okay. Hepatic equals liver. The liver's job is to filter the blood. When a child is on as many heavy-duty chemotherapy drugs as Jeffrey is, the liver takes a beating. We check the blood levels of certain enzymes periodically in order to make sure that the liver is handling the strain adequately. If the liver begins to sustain damage, the enzyme levels should theoretically give us some warning. Then we have to adjust the patient's meds until we get the chemo regimen in balance with the patient's liver function. Otherwise, there is a risk of liver failure, which can be fatal.
That was just peachy. Theoretically, give us some warning. Sheesh!
So, Jeffrey's liver tests aren't, so good right now.
They're really not great.
So, what do we have to do?
You'll need to bring your son to a lab for blood work 3 days from now. Dr. Perot has all the details. That's routine in a case like this. Just to be on the safe side, keep this in mind for the future. If you think Jeffrey is looking at all yellow in his skin tone or around the eyes, bring him in immediately. Also, as always, if he suddenly spikes a fever over the next few weeks, he will be in need of urgent care.
Urgent care?
Yes, you will need to drop everything and get him to the ER, no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing. Got it?
Yes, doctor.
One more thing, Mr. Alper. Don't worry. You have a coordinated team of doctors monitoring the situation very closely.
You have to love it when the doctor lays all this horrific stuff on you and then tells you not to worry. It's like saying, here's 37 pounds of assorted chocolates. Try not to think about food, though. Or, look, there's Renee Albert in a bikini. But please, try to keep your mind on algebraic functions. So you can see why I didn't have time to drop in on my new friend Sam. As we were walking out of the ward with all our stuff, I heard some clicking sounds. She was trying out her new drumsticks. I was hoping that I really could give her a lesson next time I came down with Jeffrey. And thanks to her, I was sure there would be a next time. In the car on the way home, my dad didn't say much until we got clear of the heavy Philadelphia traffic and Jeffrey fell asleep. Then he turned to me and said,
"Look, I want to thank you for coming down to support Jeffrey. Maybe I haven't been saying it, but I'm really very proud of you. You're turning into a good man."
Wow. A good man. You caught that, correct? Steven is a man now. Quick, somebody tell all the chicks and babes at school for me.
And I've been thinking about this concert thing. I know how much your music means to you, and I also know that you will be doing this for the right reasons. So even though I really don't think we need the help, you can go ahead with it. I'm not sure I'll be able to go with all the tax work I have to do this month and all, but I'm behind you in your decision.
You aren't going to my concert?
I'm just not sure, Steven. I have a lot to get caught up on, and you know that these last few weeks before April 15th are crunch time for accountants every year. I'll do my best.
My first thought when he said that was wonderful. Now that I'm a man, my dad can weasel his way out of going to my concerts. What next? Maybe he'll stop buying food for me or rent out my room. Then, for possibly the first time since all of this had started, I stopped feeling sorry for myself and thought of other people's situations. It could have been worse. I could have been Annette, who had practiced all year for a concert she wouldn't play in, or Sam, who might be dying all by herself in the hospital while her sister parties it up at college, or Jeffrey.